Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Oh, Josiah, let me say it for the first time today. Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
Thanks. I find it hard to look at you in the eye.
No.
Hey, Ellie.
No.
Look at me. Happy Valentine's Day.
Is it weird that you've said it to me before my own boyfriend?
I was going to say, we've said it to each other before our own partners.
Well, to be fair, it's 6 a.m. They're not awake.
Nah.
As if they'd wake up early to wish us a happy Valentine's Day.
Plus, controversial, but I'm going to say it.
Yeah?
Not a big fan of Valentine's Day.
Aren't you?
I know we're going to be talking about it all morning because it is Valentine's Day and many people do love it.
Yeah.
I see it as a cheesy American tradition.
Oh. It's a bit of a moneymaker, isn't it?
Yeah. Give your girlfriend, boys, listen up. There's 365 days in a year.
Love advice.
364 days of the year. Take her out for dinner, take her for flowers.
How many times have
you bought
your girlfriend Mia flowers in the last year?
You know what? Do you want the good answer or the bad?
I want the true answer.
The true answer is I probably once every couple of months.
Oh, bold wang.
Okay, she got a new job in November. I bought her some then.
Did you?
I cheated on her 5 times in January, so I bought her some then.
5 lots per time you cheated on
her? And I sent her some yesterday because I didn't want to send them today because I don't like Valentine's Day.
Oh, did she receive them yesterday?
Yeah, gave them to her, said happy Valentine's Day for tomorrow.
Nice.
Get in nice and early and I got them half the price.
Oh, good.
Because if you order today, they only do roses.
Yeah.
Whereas yesterday, I could get any flowers I want.
Good on you. Smart. Well, I mean, all cheapskate, really. Depends which way you look at it.
Bit of, as a girl, though, will you be disappointed if you don't get flowers today?
I am expecting to not get flowers.
Will you be upset?
But
if you
I
don't
kill know? Flowers. So, like, I'd probably prefer, like, a 6-pack of frothies.
Well, lucky we've got Valentine's Day today.
You know what? You're so right.
Maybe you and Gav should play.
We should. I'll take the tinnies, Hunjo. Give him the flowers. Go for it. But we are celebrating Valentine's Day today. If you don't like Valentine's Day, though, we want to hear from you. 13, 12, 16. Are you just not into it? Let's go to Steve from Benalla. Steve, are you not a fan of Valentine's Day, buddy?
Definitely not.
Why not?
I just find it so commercialized, and I don't feel like it's a special day between you and your partner because it's celebrated by so many other people. They all go to the same restaurants. Everywhere's busy. It's just couple this, couple that. It loses its specialty for me.
Steve, you sound like a bitter single man. Have you got a missus in your life? Or
I do have a missus. What? Every year we have the same argument and I just say, why are we celebrating on this day? Why don't we have our own special Valentine's Day that's unique to you and I on a separate day?
Right. But what if your missus, right? I get that and I said the same thing, but your missus wants to be able to tell all her friends what she got for Valentine's. What did you get? What did you get? She has to say nothing because Steve, my hubby, or my partner won't get anything. Does that settle things or does she still get annoyed?
I just say, just wait 1 week and you can show them the dinner I took you to or the present I got you then.
Oh, so your mentality is you should love them every day of the year, not just the one day.
Exactly.
Right. Mm. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Steve-O. Feel free to get in touch with us throughout the day on 13, 12, 16. If you want to have your say, do you hate Valentine's Day? Do you love it and you want to give your partner a love song dedication? We got those happening
as well.
It does
have such a good point, though, except at the same time, your missus, you just got to keep them happy.
Happy wife, happy life.
Agreed.
Learn that, dudes. Just, you know, a tip from me to you this morning on this Valentine's Day.
I reckon Steve's going to be single pretty soon.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
It has been finale week this week on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And the man who's been there since the beginning is the very one and only Scott Tweedy. He joins us now. Morning, Scotty.
Good morning, Ellie, Josiah. I've just got to paint the picture to you guys. While the celebrities are having their rice and beans for the final week, I'm sitting by a pool. I've got a gin and tonic here. I just had my wildebeest cooked medium rare, so life's pretty good for us.
You have got the ultimate gig. You get to go to South Africa, you get to sit back, relax while the campmates are out there doing it tough. Do you just watch them and laugh every day?
We do watch them and laugh, and hopefully Australians have been watching them and laughing as well. Look, we do work really hard over here as well. It's actually quite challenging working in a country where it's very, very hot and everything kills you over here as well. So there has been an outbreak at the moment of this Mozambique spitting cobra everywhere.
Oh,
so
wow.
The crew have been on high alert. There was actually some of the crew's chalets and villas the other day. And these cobras spit in your eyes
Venom, and it actually got a girl, but luckily she was okay.
Whoa.
So yeah, we're kind of like, it's a dangerous place, Africa. We're not just having a holiday. We are working hard. At the same time, we are laughing at celebrity.
Scott, you and I are good mates. We know each other quite well.
Oh, I just dropped that pretty early on in the interview, didn't you? Well. You've been very quiet until now.
Tell us this. What's a tougher gig? Hanging out in South African jungle for a month, getting paid to do it, or when you were in the Maldives with Miss Universe contestants with their tops off and your top off the whole time? You are a man of luxury, Scott.
Okay, can we back that up? The girls weren't topless, all right?
You were.
I've had a really, really good year at Channel 10. I've been put on absolutely horrible gigs, and I've just had to make content out of it. So, you know, 2018 was a great year for me, the beginning of 2019. So I think it's only downhill from here. It's going to get worse and worse now.
Well, 2019, Scott, does it ring Scott Tweedy Bachelor? Is that, are we back on the rumours there, or what's going on, Scotty?
Oh, mate, that was the biggest stitch up in the world, right? I was up on the Gold Coast, and it was news to me. I woke up one morning, and I was, weirdly enough, up there with Matty J.
Just getting some tips on how to be a good batch?
It all pointed to that, but I knew nothing of it. The article was, Twitty's denied being asked to be the Bachelor by Channel 10. So the next day, I go to Channel 10. The publicity department are like, mate, are you spreading rumours that you're the Bachelor? And I'm like, no, I'm not making this up. I don't know where this came from. So look, I can settle it once and for all. No, I haven't been asked to be the Bachelor. So I'm pretty sure you're going to find out who the new Bachelor is in the next couple of weeks, I believe.
If you were asked, though, yeah, what would you say?
Mate, you're hot, you're ripped, you're perfect for it, Scott.
Jesus.
Seriously,
Kiss me.
It is Valentine's Day. Is it something you two want to confess?
Happy Valentine's.
Or?
Give me a kiss before you answer.
Happy Valentine's Day. I couldn't think of anything worse than being on a date and then having all the guys that I film with all year, like freelance camera guys, sound guys and producers, watching me on a date. So I think I know enough about TV to probably say no. But in saying that, what a gig, because there's only one guy that gets to do it every year. And, like, what an amazing opportunity to meet 24 girls, like 24 awesome Aussie chicks. You never know. Your next love of your life could be one of those 24. So there's pros and cons to it. From my side, you know, I'd love to host a show like that for the next 5 to 10 years and not be the guy there giving out roses.
You want to be the usher of the whole thing.
Oh, it sounds like Scott doesn't want to settle down.
How good would that be?
And you know what? You don't have to find love there. You can just do a honey badger and just run away. It's fine.
Just try before you buy anything. Sorry, guys, I'm not buying any of it. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Hey, Tweeds, you got a hot tip for the grand finale this week? Who do you reckon's going to take it out?
I don't have any hot tips at all because none of us actually know what's going to happen because at the end of the day, Australia does choose who's going to be the king or the queen of the jungle. If I block in one, Richard Reid.
Bang.
Good to know. All right. Well, before we let you go, Josiah has dropped that you guys are good mates. Have you got any dirt on him that you can give us?
Be careful, Scott.
Anything you can drop him in before?
Be very careful.
No, don't. Let loose.
Look, I was once in Melbourne with Josiah and we were on a red carpet and Josiah goes to me, hey, mate, to increase our chances to get to the newspaper, why don't we hold bananas on the red carpet? So he went a minute before going on the red carpet, he went to the 7-Eleven and got some bananas and we were holding it there.
Hang on, this is for the King Kong premiere though, wasn't it? Yeah.
And we got the paper.
I should post that photo of you and I holding bananas at the King Kong premiere on the red carpet just to get in the paper.
You know what? To be fair, that's the most creative thing he's ever done, Scott. If only he could bring that type of thinking to this show.
Yeah, but then he took a banana to every other red carpet for the next 2 years and he never got the paper after that.
My go-to.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I'm going to use that for a while now. So thanks, Scotty. Anything else you've got on him, please send my way. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. The grand finale is happening Sunday this weekend at 7:30 on Win. So make sure you catch it and catch Scott Tweedy there. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Thank you so much.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Our favourite caller's gotten in touch with us It wouldn't be a Valentine's Day without the one and only Mario from Shep. Morning, Mario. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, Ellie. Can you feel it?
Can I feel what?
The love is in the air, mate.
Hey, Mario, it wouldn't be, like Ellie just said, a Valentine's Day without having you on the show. Should I step out and just let you and Ellie have a conversation together? I feel like I don't need to be a part of this.
No, mate, that is okay. You can sit in and listen and learn something.
Have you got some tips for Josiah on how to be the lover of the year?
I've got my pen and paper ready, Mario. Hit us. What are your tips for love this Valentine's Day for everyone around the GV?
My first tip for the gentleman is to get a good, strong pickup line, man. It's all about first impressions, you know.
Oh, you got any examples for us?
The way I won Tallulah is I said to her, is you a laundromat? Because I want to dump a load in you.
Mario, say that on the radio.
Whoa, Mario. I mean, did it work? So that you guys are married now?
What do you think? No, it did not work, actually.
No, I don't think that would work on me, Mario. Don't you worry. Any other nicer ones?
Yeah, I said to Tallulah the second time. I said, if I had a dollar, every time I see a girl as pretty as you, I'd only have $6.
What are you up to for Valentine's Day, Mario?
You might have, believe it or not, I'm actually flying solo today.
Mm-hmm. Why? Where's Tallulah?
Because Tallulah is out making me the perfect gift, she said.
Oh, come on. What's that going to be?
Mate, I don't know, but it's got to be perfect, you know, because she already has Mario and I'm perfect, mate.
Well, then what are you going to do for her if she's doing something perfect for you?
I don't need to get her anything. She already has Mario.
Oh, Mario, you dirty dog. You dirty dog. You're letting me down.
Yeah, mate, that's okay. You know, you'd be in the same situation if you was a little bit earlier, you know?
If I was a little bit earlier?
Yeah, maybe 4 or 5 years. You know, you may could have worked out early, but no, it's okay.
If we'd met 4 years ago.
Oh. Yeah, but I got 4 or 5 others, you know?
Yeah, no, fair enough. You got too many on your hands already. Fair enough.
4 or 5 other women or kids?
Both.
Would you like to know, Josiah?
Well, Mario, as always, thank you for calling in and enlightening us this morning, giving us your tips on love. You enjoy your Valentine's Day. I hope Tallulah pulls through with the goods.
Mate, she better believe it or not, mate. She better because, you know, like I said, there's 5 or 6 others. Pretty.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mario. We love you.
Love you too, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
If you are a Channel 9 news fan like we are, you would have seen this report that has gone nuts. Not just viral online, but it was on the news obviously as well last night. It is the unlikely friendship between a beagle and a possum. The video is unbelievable.
Literally the cutest thing you'll see all week. And it happened in regional Vic, so we thought, why not get someone from Channel 9 on who actually witnessed the phenomenon to talk about it. So please, welcome to the show, Joseph Ogilvie. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate. Now, you've probably reported on a few murders, a few different things around the track. When they told you that you need to do a report on a beagle and a possum making friends, did you think, slow news day?
Quite the opposite. It was probably the highlight of my career, to be honest with you. I couldn't be happier with it.
You've gone global now, though, haven't you? Have you been getting messages from America, places like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's gone really big over in the US, surprisingly. It's in the New York Post this morning and all sorts. And one of the funniest bits out of it is I've had heaps of messages saying, oh, it's not a possum. And that's basically because there's no possums in the US. So there's like a thing called an opossum over there. And everyone's trying to correct me and be like, oh, you've got the wrong animal. So that's been kind of funny.
Typical Americans, eh, Joseph?
Yeah, that's it. And the other thing is, like, it's actually a cameraman and I run an Instagram where we basically put microphones in front of dogs. Is, I don't know, it's kind of funny, I guess.
Awesome.
And I did that in the photo, and everyone's like asking what the beagle had to say. So I think we'll have to return and try and get an interview with Molly.
Did Molly give you a bark or two, or just a straight?
She did when I arrived, actually. So that was she's kind of shy. But it's a funny story, and it's a bit timely on Valentine's Day, I guess, in that she's actually really sad. She lost a litter of puppies. And her family said that, like, basically a couple of days afterwards, she was just beside herself, basically, and really upset. And then, this possum had been abandoned, and they found each other, and then we had this sort of really unlikely friendship that's formed, and it's sort of blossoming on a cattle farm.
I've got goosebumps, Joseph.
Literally, I just got them too. The hairs on my arms are sticking up.
This will turn into a movie. You better copyright your story, mate. You have to.
Yeah, that'll be the go. Some people suggested it could be like sort of an animated Disney picture or something like that. So that could be quite interesting.
So cute. Now, how big has it gone for Channel 9? Because obviously it's gone global online. Like amongst all the stories, isn't it funny reflection that in the world we live in today, where the news is always negative, it's bad news, that one feel-good story can outdo the rest? I love that so much, Joseph.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting. Obviously, we have some pretty big and really serious news that we cover, and obviously there's some really important stuff. But just chatting with some of our online guys, it seems like this one has sort of got a bigger response than even some of the murders we do and stuff like that. So I guess people just, you know, like to feel good sometimes as well, and they were able to do that with this story, and I guess that makes everyone involved feel quite good about it.
Love
yeah,
that.
Definitely. We have put a photo of it up on our Instagram story, Hit GV, if you want to check it out. Just how inseparable were they? Like, could the beagle go anywhere without the possum and vice versa?
It's funny, like, the beagle literally was piggybacking the possum all around the property, and the reason the owners discovered it was one morning, the beagle literally walked in the house with the possum on its back. And have you ever seen like possums in the wild? That's why they sort of cling on to their mother's backs when they're climbing up trees and stuff like that. So that's basically what this little baby possum was doing. And I guess one of the other questions that might come from quite a number of your listeners, and unfortunately I've got a pretty bad answer for it, and that's do they have an Instagram? And sadly they don't. But I'm pressing the owner. He's actually a qualified vet, and I'm hoping that they'll start one in the near future anyway.
Yes.
You have to. Hey, you know what's going to happen in the movie? The possum's going to go missing or something.
Whoa, why are you making it a dark story?
Because then they find each other again in the end. That's okay. How it works.
Like Finding Nemo. Finding Possum.
That's actually a really good idea.
Can I just give you a shout out quickly, Joseph, for all the animal puns you put in your story?
Yeah, Ellie loves a pun.
The beagle was having a rough time until a possum new friend came into her life.
Well done, Joseph.
Well done. Proud of you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming on the show this morning. Joseph Ogilvie from Channel 9.
Chat soon. See ya.
See you later. And we do want to talk about this morning. Unlikely animal friendships. Have you witnessed one? Maybe, I don't know, your dog and cat are best friends. That's more likely than, say, a dog and a possum.
Well, on the same note of possums, my best mate has on his balcony, a possum that's just started to live in their seat that sits on the balcony. It comes inside all the time. They've started feeding it. Their little labradoodle has now become best friends, not to the point where it rides on its back, but they lick each other and stuff as well.
Oh, I did not expect it to go there.
It's so cute. Yeah, not in that way.
All right. When I was in South Africa, I'd see hippos walking along, and there were little birds on the back of the hippos.
Cute.
It's a full-on thing. You know how you see it in like cartoons and stuff? It's actually a thing because they get the bugs off the back of the back.
That is so cute.
I know, right? I love
animals.
Animal friendships. That is what we're talking about this morning. Rach from Echuca, you've given us a call on 13 12 16. Have you witnessed an unlikely animal friendship?
Well, I mean, it's kind of unlikely, but just my dog and cat, they get along. They're literally best friends, and it is the cutest thing ever. Like, my cat crawls into, you know, my dog's little, like, you know, they, like, snuggle up together and go to sleep.
Cute.
And when we got the dog, he was from, like, a rescue centre, and they said that he's not really good at, you know, being around other dogs or other animals at all. And then when we brought him home, like, we got a cat, and the cat, they just get along like so well. It's so cute.
So they got along well from the get-go. There was no teething problems to begin with?
Like from the start, the cat was a little bit like, you could tell that my dog was getting really annoyed. But if you know, she just kind of warmed up. I think he just gave up and was like, oh, whatever, this cat's just going to be around forever, so I'm going to have to just get used to it. And now they're like best friends.
Yeah, one of my good friends, Elise, she had the similar thing. She got a new dog and already had the cat. Mm. At first, though, they hated each other. She's like, what have I done? But now, she told me the other night, they're on the bed, and they're bathing each other, licking each other's foreheads. So cute.
Chucked a little bit of wine in their water bowl and their neck in it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to bring this up this morning because I'm very concerned about the state of the planet that we live on. Earth, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, climate change or what?
Yeah. Weather is whack, right? At the moment, you've got one side of the Earth bloody in negative 66 degrees Celsius over in America. And then you've got over here, you've got floods happening in Queensland. Now another story's come out about somewhere in the Northern Territory.
Oh, here we go. What have they done?
Basically.
A few characters up there.
Yeah. Whoa, that's a big generalisation. Oh, there's characters everywhere, buddy.
A fair few up there.
Well, something that's happening in the Northern Territory at the moment is that everything's on fire. And not talking a bushfire. I'm talking about a cattle station, a remote cattle station in the NT. It is literally, the ground is on fire.
What do you mean? How?
It's
like a volcano?
Almost. It's spontaneously combusting so much because they've had such hot weather over the last few weeks that it is burning from underneath the ground.
Come on. What do you mean?
I'm dead serious.
What? So what's under the ground? Surely there's something that's causing this.
Well, they said it usually happens, spontaneous combustion. It just basically gets too hot, the air that's trapped underneath the ground, and then like,
tries to get up. Can you walk over it?
No, not really. They said the owners of the station tried to stick a little candy thermometer in it to measure the temperature, and it melted.
Wow.
It was that bloody hot.
Spontaneous combustion.
Oh,
sorry,
I'm just looking at science.
I just want to see what it looks like.
Well, they're trying to pour water on it to see if that will help. It doesn't really do anything. It's just that hot that they can't even do it. So spontaneous combustion apparently usually happens in hay bales, not in the ground.
Wow.
I know.
So it's that hot. That's fat. I'd never heard of it before.
I know. Neither had I. What is going on, though? I mean, I know what's going on. Climate change is out of control. But how can the ground literally be on fire in one part of the world and literally be freezing over another part?
Well, we had that day 47 a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was 60, minus 60 somewhere else in America. We had a difference of 90 degrees in the same earth. That is crazy.
I know. What are we going to do?
Cry? No, but
I mean, that's what I'm doing about it. Oh,
it's the next generation's problem, not ours. Climate change? What climate change?
Josiah, that is not the attitude to have.
You know what I'd do? Crack open a pack of marshmallows and fry it on the ground. Film a video, make it go viral. Well, I don't know. Make the most of it.
Do you know what they did, the owners of this station? Tried to cook an egg on it. I mean, been there, done that.
Please.
God,
did that on my game. Did that on my face, guys.
Come on. That is lame. So everyone turn off your power, your electricity, stop burning gases. This earth is literally cooked.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, it is Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Ellie, have you got a message off your boyfriend or was I the first person?
You were the first person. My boyfriend hasn't contacted me yet. To be fair, he's over in Perth.
Nah, don't worry about those details. We don't need to know those.
It's only 20 past five over there. He will not be awake. But regardless, you are my work boyfriend.
Husband. We're married. This is a marriage. Let me just make this clear. It's a marriage.
It is a marriage.
We've gone past the boyfriend-girlfriend stage. I proposed about end of last year.
Yeah.
Now we're married.
Yeah, exactly.
You're stuck forever.
Oh, God, heavy. Well, it's only fitting that we get each other a little Valentine's Day gift. So I've written something for you.
Who goes first here, me or you?
You go first because you're the guy.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's not how it normally works.
It is. It's how it always works. Here I go. I'll give you some sexy.
No, usually you always go first, though.
No.
All right.
I come first in life, but just generally you go first. So.
I thought I'd make a little acrostic poem.
Nice.
I know it's not. It's probably the laziest Valentine's Day present I've ever done. So let's start. Your name is Ellie. So yep, I start.
Well,
with,
technically, my name's Eleanor Rose Cheney.
I don't have time to do the full name. So let's just stick to Ellie because it's nice and short and I'm a simple guy.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day, Ellie.
Thanks. Is that it? No, that's not.
E stands for energetic.
Yeah, so true.
Emotional.
Oh, wait. There's more than one?
Egotistical.
What? You're supposed to just choose one, buddy. You should have quit at energetic.
And end up in jail. That's E. That's just ticking off E.
I don't think I want to hear Lee.
What about L? L stands for lol, because you laugh out loud a lot.
Yeah, good.
Lippy. Take that what you want. Lollipop.
Yep, I do enjoy lollipop.
Listerine, because you got bad breath.
No, I don't.
Literate, because you always pull me up on how I spell things and stuff. You're very literate.
True.
And you're also annoying. It's French. L apostrophe annoying. Annoying. And last but not least, God. I is for interesting.
I don't spell my name with an I.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
It's E-L-I.
Oh, because I'm Eli.
Yeah, you're Eli, remember? So, E energetic, L for lol, and I for interesting. Thanks for coming, Eli.
Well done.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I love it when my Valentine gets my name incorrect.
You and I won't have a Valentine's Day together next year.
Just I too have written you an acrostic poem.
I can't wait for this.
It's a bit of a theme to it. You might pick up on it. I don't know.
Love.
J is for just another shirtless dude.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. O, often without a shirt.
I mean, you can change up the theme if you want.
I don't know. This is the only thing I know about you. S, shirt free since 90.
Hey, you know what my S is standing for? What? Sorry, not sorry.
I, indoors or outdoors, no shirt required. A, above owning a shirt. And H, what do you reckon?
I don't know. Hilarious. That's my go-to.
Nah.
Halfwit.
Nah. Hot. Nah, oh, I'm kidding. It's not. It's obviously a hater of shirts. Oh. So, very fitting stuff. So, happy Valentine's Day, babe.
Happy Valentine's to you too,
love
Eli.
So much.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Last night on Win, Changing Rooms premiered, and the host is none other than Natalie Bassingthwaite. Morning, Nat.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Not
good.
Bad,
happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day too.
Have
love
you,
in the air.
Have you been asked by your hubby to be a Valentine yet?
I haven't even seen him yet.
Perfect. Well, Nat Bass, will you be my Valentine?
Absolutely. He's on here, so
I'm in. Josiah's done this a lot this morning. My boyfriend's 3 hours behind, so he's not awake yet. And so Josiah is claiming to be my Valentine as well because he's gotten me first.
No, I'm not cheating on Nat already.
Oh, yeah. Careful, Natty's a snake.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Hey, now changing rooms. Can I just say, you do it all. You are a singer. You're an actress. Now you're a host as well. Is there anything you can't do, my friend?
I get around, you know. Why not?
So does Josiah.
So do I.
So how's it been hosting this series?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's kind of just been like one of my hobbies coming to life. Like, I've always loved interior design, so getting to be on set with these amazing designers and seeing all these fantastic hacks and things that they do and thinking that we can be incredible as well is pretty cool.
What about a moment where you swap rooms and you swap back? Is there a couple of moments this series where people aren't happy with what they get?
Oh, God, of course, yes. It actually does happen, and it can be quite overwhelming, but you just kind of have to go with it. Like, you know, I don't cry or anything, but it is really hard to take when they don't love it, you know, like because they're putting so much energy into it and, you know, your home is where your heart is, so it's quite emotional for them, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's your biggest asset you have. You've put all this time and effort into it. And are they handing it over to complete strangers? Do they know the other couples at all?
No, they do know them. So that kind of makes it more interesting as well, though, because they do kind of know what they do and don't like. But designers have come in and have told them what they're going to do. So throughout the whole week, you're like, oh, my gosh, are they going to love it? Are they not going to love it? And, you know, a lot of the time, they might present a colour and the contributors come in and they're like, I hate that colour, but this looks amazing, you know. So it's really feel-good television as well.
Yeah, that's like when you're at the shops and the sales assistant brings over like a dress for you to try on and you're like, I don't like that, off the rack. But then when you put it on, you look great.
Yes, yep, happens all the time. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's how I ended up with a leopard print dress once.
Oh, really? You're convinced. We should do this. I love this idea, Nat. Imagine if Ellie and I swapped and just got to design each other's rooms just for one day.
I think you should.
What tips would you give us? Anything? Have you learnt anything in the process?
I've learnt so much. I've learnt to not really be afraid of having a go and, you know, be playing with colour. So when I got home from the shoot, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to build this table and I'm going to, you know, and I actually didn't do that, but I thought I would. But I bought lots of new furniture and just redecorated. It just makes you feel quite invigorated, you know.
The hardest thing for me, though, would be knowing that even though they're your friends, you know who they are, your neighbours, whoever the other couple might be, they're still in your personal space. If Ellie in my room would just make me feel uncomfortable that whole time, is there a lot of that feeling or do they get over it?
I think they're fine. You know, they're so excited to have the opportunity to change their life, you know, change their life. So I think they're really up for it.
And they've hidden away all their naughty stuff.
True. That's your room. Oh, wow.
Josiah, you have to hide your shrine to me.
We might need to do changing rooms up late.
Oh. That would be my favourite show.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing how this series pans out. Natalie Bassingthwaite, the host, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Bye. You gotta leave. You guys can talk off air if you want to. All make right. your Valentine's yeah, Day
okay,
plans.
Gotta go.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.